Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, along with co-host Desmond Bennett, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with fishing guide Eric Tuohy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we've got an interesting interview with professional walleye tournament angler Gary Parsons, and also we've got an interview with Dan Stefanich from Clam Outdoors. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
You wanna get outdoors, you wanna have some fun.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Hayward Power Sports. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with the hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable sportsman or live life wide open in the high-performance RZR. Let Hayward Power Sports help you find the dream machine and then get your rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months. Tis the season to ride and save during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or online at haywardpowersports.com. Offers valid in the U.S. through 12/31/18. Subject to credit approval, rebates, and financing vary by model and year. See Hayward Power Sports for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great selection of mouth-watering steaks, as well as many varieties of brat sausages and much more. Along with that, Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, summer sausage, cheese curds, and homemade jerky, as well as great double-smoked bacon. Lynn's is open Mondays to Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and closed Sundays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering, next to Cooper's Family Restaurant in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and we've got myself and Desmond Bennett in here doing the show, and we've got helping out fishing guide from Hayward here, Eric Tuohy. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Morning, Desmond.
Good morning, folks.
And I know you haven't been out ice fishing yet. That's really cut a nod at you, Desmond.
Well, I made it out last night. Sometimes you just got to scratch the itch.
Oh, you did? You did?
I did,
oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah. You know, we have to get out there and get some video shot and stuff. Mm-hmm. But talking about ice fishing, what are you hearing down here at the shop? We're finally starting to sound like we're getting some decent ice out there.
Oh, absolutely. We've been well on the way with the ice season. A number of our lakes have really good solid ice conditions. Some of our lakes are a little on the thinner side, so you want to be conscious of what body of water you're heading to. You know, take a spud bar along, fish with a friend type of thing. But some of our lakes were anywhere upwards of 6 to 8 inches of ice. Some of our other lakes were, you know, down to that 3 inch where we can just really start getting on. So it is very lake dependent, but we do have anglers getting out. Guys are catching fish, and there's some ice to be found out there.
You know, one thing I'll kind of caution people on too is this year, with all that rain we had this fall, it seemed like you get out in the woods hunting or anything, there were places, even under sub-freezing temperatures, that the water was still running underground. Well, basically what I'm seeing out there is you got open water. Wherever you have an inlet, you got a lot less ice. So I've seen places that are open right now that I expected to be froze.
Yeah, absolutely. Take Muskie Bay, as for instance, on LCO.
That's a good one, yeah.
You know, there is a little bit around the edges where, you know, more than likely it was still water being seeped into the lake that had thinner ice around the edges. So, you know, if you're even looking at an access spot where it's a typical spot where you walk on, you may have to skirt around a little bit depending on how it is. But, you know, generally we're finding good ice, but just still be conscious of these things. You know, don't go out there, you know, ripping around on the ATV or anything. Just be safe out there.
And what did you guys find out there? You went out the other night for ice.
We had 7 inches, solid, good 7 inches everywhere we were at.
You see anybody? I've seen guys out there with ATVs and stuff already.
I think I've heard that there had been ATVs on this lake, just a smaller one, yeah. But we just walked out.
Still a ways from driving yet.
Oh, absolutely. There are a few lakes where guys are taking ATVs out. You know, err on the side of caution, and like I said, it's all just lake dependent.
What have they been catching out there? I mean, walleyes, I suspect a lot of guys are going after walleyes.
Yeah, there's definitely, some guys getting out for walleyes. You know, a lot of other smaller bodies of water, bays and such like that, attract a lot of our panfish fishermen. So a lot of guys getting out, you know, bluegills, crappies, and even setting up tip-ups or even jigging for pikes. So,
you know, usually there'll be just about everything around any green weed you can find right now, too.
Yeah, surprisingly, your walleyes, if you're on a walleye body of water, sometimes really aren't that far off from like your crappies and bluegills. You might have to slide out to a little bit different structure. But, you know, I was out on Saturday, and in the midst of catching gills and crappies, I caught walleyes on light tackle, you know, jigging a plastic.
Yeah, I know. I don't think enough guys actually jig for them out, you know, in the wintertime around here. There seem to be more guys doing it.
Yeah, we're starting to see more guys, and there's some more lures and stuff like that and jigs that are appealing to anglers now that we're able to entice a fish into becoming an active eater, or, you know, really hunting and searching and wanting to, you know, play that fish on the graph, get that fish to come up and eat and commit on a lure. And I think guys are finding out how fun that is, and they're catching on.
Oh, you bet. You know, I had one of the guys that was one of the winningest guys, young guy in the tournament circuit out there, walleyes, and he fishes ice too, and he was saying, he says, that's the way to go. He says, they drill. You got to drill a lot of holes. You got to constantly be moving, but you're looking for those active biters, and you'd be surprised how many walleyes and even panfish you can actually make bite by getting more aggressive.
Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere from our lure selection to our cadence. So how are we jigging that stroke, and how are we, you know, and thinking about that as we catch fish to be able to utilize, well, I was jigging it really aggressively and then ended up very subtle and that fish committed. You know, those little things like that, taking that, continuing it on throughout your day, and you'll have more success on the hard water.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have a lot more stuff coming up. I talked to some of the pros down at the St. Paul Ice Fishing Show. We'll have a lot of that stuff coming up in the next few weeks, and some of the stuff on the YouTube we're putting up too as far as making fish bite, but it's an interesting concept, and it works.
Yeah, and part of the name of the game is drilling a lot of holes. So whether it's walleyes or you're chasing crappies, get those blades sharp, get them firing on the ice, and drill some holes and keep moving.
You talk about drilling holes. You guys got a wide selection of stuff down here too. Power augers, the new electric augers, a lot of ice jacks down here. You work part-time here at Hayward Bait.
Yeah, so we're in the full swing of the ice season here at the store. So we've been having some of our top seller augers flying off the shelves, the Strike Masters, Ion, even our K drills are ever popular among some of the locals and people that are coming up fishing. So there is anywhere from propane to gas, if you like your gas augers, and as well as electric. Something unique through our store, Strike Master augers, if you're buying one, we're gonna give you a free battery. They ran that promo last year. Our store, as far as I know, is the only store that's doing that. Something unique, if you buy a shack from us, it's gonna come built unless you request otherwise.
Wow, interesting stuff. Eric, I wanna thank you for coming on here, and hopefully we're gonna get even more ice here before we start getting snow. That's one thing we don't need right now yet. Before the holidays, we need it though.
Yeah, we'll hold off on the S word, maybe till Christmas, how about?
Yeah, for the holidays, for the snowmobilers. Anyway, we're gonna have to take a break, Desmond, and Eric, I wanna thank you for coming in here.
Absolutely, thank you, John.
And we're going to take a break and hear from some of our fine sponsors that come back about an interesting interview with none other than one of the top walleye guys out there, Gary Parsons. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in Hayward. They have a huge selection of ice fishing gear, including portable shelters, power augers, electronics, beaver dam tip-ups, ice rods, and just about anything you'll need for ice fishing. They also have archery supplies, bows, crossbows, muzzle loaders, ammo, and much more to help you enjoy the outdoors. While you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
When the trails open, be ready thanks to the Ski-Doo Yellow Tag promotion at Hayward Power Sports. Get a $1,000 rebate and a 2-year warranty on a 2018 Ski-Doo MXE TNT 900 Ace. This trail sled is powered by a 4-stroke Rotax engine, features 3 driving modes, standard, sport, and eco mode. Even has 2 keys, one program for you and a learning key for young riders. Visit Hayward Power Sports during the Ski-Doo Yellow Tag promotion through November 30th, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Restrictions apply. Customer offers vary based on creditworthiness. See dealer for details.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402. Or Art Malin at 715-865-2336, or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com, and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Desmond Bennett. And Desmond, you know, down the ice fishing show, I always get a chance to meet up with a lot of interesting guys. And one of the guys that actually is from up here in northern Wisconsin has made a living fishing walleyes and tournaments. That's Gary Parsons. Anyway, I had a chance to talk to Gary in length down there at the St. Paul Ice Fishing Show about walleye tips. And he's got a couple of interesting things that maybe help you to catch a couple more walleye. So let's hear what he had to say. We're down at the annual St. Paul Ice Fishing Show. We're in the clam booth. You know, we're going to talk walleye fishing, but we're going to talk about walleye ice fishing.
Absolutely.
What kind of tips can you give guys on first finding those fish out there, if they're just getting started or with their experience?
John, there's two patterns I look for, especially up in the Hayward area where we all live. Right. You know, I think early ice, there's a fair number of fish that are relating to the weeds yet. And, you know, in the fall, they were deeper. But there's a certain amount of fish that will come up on the weed edges and be within, oh, I don't know, on a drop-off area, a sheer drop area. They'll be within probably 20 or 30 feet of that edge. And so it's a good time to fish tip-ups. In many cases, as you know, the guys like to put tip-ups out right in the evening in the last hour of daylight, probably for a couple hours after daylight, if not some of the guys fish, you know, long time into the night, and then early in the morning. That's always a kind of a tried and true early ice right. situation. There is an ice situation that I've been using for a number of years, and I don't know how many people do it, but what I try to do is I try to find basin areas. And the basin areas I'm talking about might be anywhere from 15 feet down to 30 feet deep, where the bottom of the lake levels out. Right. So I'm not looking at the real, real deep stuff.
Soft bottom, I assume?
Yeah, it'd be soft bottom on the very basin yeah, right. part, okay? And it's best, the ideal scenario, I can think of a number of places that I've had really good luck with this, is where maybe there's two sunken islands that are pretty close together in an area, and maybe it's 100 feet or 200 feet in between them, and there's a basin in between them. That creates a natural runway for those fish. The ones that are out in that deeper water, they'll go in between those islands, and they're not right on the drop-offs. I actually concentrate tip-ups and jigging anywhere from right where the drop-off hits that basin, so on that lower drop-off area, and then out from there into the basin for a ways. And I might put tip-ups out 50, 60, 80, 100 feet away from the drop-off as long as that bottom's somewhat flat. And I move them around a lot. And for myself, when I'm jigging in one of the holes, if I'm not marking fish when I'm jigging, then I'll move that my jigging station around too. And if all of a sudden I start marking fish and I catch one, then I'll move my tip-ups out into that area of the basin. So I usually have fishing to myself early ice because not very many people use these areas or even think about looking at them. But I've had some really, really good success.
How deep are you talking?
And like I said, the base of the drop-off needs to be anywhere, in my experience, it needs to be anywhere from about 15 feet, but possibly as deep as 30. I normally don't try to look for any basins deeper than 30.
Right.
And the ideal basins to me have always been in that 19 to 25 foot range. If I'm looking at the lakes up around, you know, the Hayward area or northern Wisconsin area, those seem to have given me good consistent success. And they're relatively flat bottom in those spots, okay? I'm not looking at it dropping off into 35, 40, 50 feet. You know, this is up in like bays, good areas to look are the bays that are fairly deep but not monstrously deep. So I've had good luck in those areas. It takes a long time to figure them out, but the one good thing about it is once you start catching in a fish in a place like that, they seem to be consistent from year to year to year. And so those are the two patterns that I look for early in the season.
You mentioned fishing using runways and stuff. I noticed that, and that's one of the things I do is I look for interconnected structure down deeper water. But you're going off on the edge of that. Right?
Yeah, I'm not afraid to go off 50 feet to 100 feet off of that. So you start looking, okay, this drop-off's right here. And you might see that I have a tip about 100 feet away from the drop-off.
That's different.
But it's amazing how many times you get those fish out there.
Well, they roam a lot, I think.
They do roam. I think they follow those edges a lot, okay, and that's where I normally end up jigging. But there's a fair amount of fish that'll just be in that area. You know, if it's an area that they might even come up shallower at night to feed on. During the daytime, a lot of those fish are in that basin, in that area, and they'll bite early ice. They'll bite.
You mentioned tip-ups and tip-ups, but, you know, there's not enough guys go out and jig fish for them. I know you do.
Oh, no, early ice.
You can catch it.
Yeah, early ice, not enough guys jig fish. I don't even use tip-ups much anymore. I use a setup called a hot box, which will keep your hole open, and then you put a little rod holder with a real long... It's called a snare rod. It's like a giant dead stick, but I tip that with a jig all the time, jigging a minnow. And I'll usually put a sonar by it so I can see it, and I'll zoom in the, you know, I use Lowrance stuff, so I just zoom it in so you can see it from a distance. And the one thing you find out, if you are a tip-up fisherman, you never knew this, and that's how many fish will actually come up and look at your minnow and swim away. So when you realize that with this setup that I use right now, I drop my jig stick, put it down, run over to that hot box, which would, for most guys, is a tip up, and I can a lot of times tease that fish into biting with that jig and minnow by just jigging for it then. So I'm only jigging there when the fish is there. But it's a lot nicer because you don't get as bored. There's always some action going on. Because either you're seeing fish in your own jig hole, or you're looking out where you have tip ups, you look out and go, oh, there's a fish out there. I'm gonna go try to jig that one up. It's an absolute riot, and it's very, very productive.
Interesting stuff, and you know, I hope you have a good winter this winter, Gary.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate
it. Thanks for coming on here.
You bet, anytime.
Well, it's interesting listening to Gary there. He's always an interesting guy to have on the show. I get him on whenever I can get it together with him. We need to take another break right now and hear from more of our fine sponsors. When we come back, we've got another interesting interview and a wrap up on the show.
OC Outfitters has everything to keep you warm and active this winter. Clothing, socks, boots, and outerwear, plus a full selection of ice fishing equipment, including Mr. Bunny propane heaters, minnow buckets, ice shacks, tip-ups, jig poles, and of course, live and artificial bait. All this and much more, including alfalfa and deer corn, at OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open daily at 8 a.m. Call 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle, 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and myself, John Myrie, and co-host Desmond Bennett. And Desmond, I know we've talked about this before on the show a lot of times, and ice safety is always a big factor we talk about. And one of the things that I constantly keep bringing up is the floating ice suits. You fall through, you're not going to get the weight of your suit getting waterlogged and dragging you down.
You know, if you watch some of the videos that demonstrate these suits, it's pretty incredible what they can do. And a lot of them, you know, you're not going to stay dry if you're in the water forever, but they'll initially keep you pretty dry, too.
Well, yeah. You know, and they're not designed to float you like a life jacket. And there's a wide range of stuff out there, and the companies keep improving it. Some of the stuff I've got is the older stuff from Stryker, but Clam is one of the companies. Clam Outdoors is one of the companies that's been really innovative at, you know, trying to get these things more user friendly, where you can actually move in them and not be stiff and can't move.
And part of that is making designs that are specific for women too, which Clam does have a line of floating suits just for women.
They do this year now, and that's one of the things I had a chance to talk to the head marketing guy for Clam Outdoors, Dan Stefanich, down at the St. Paul Ice Fishing Show. So let's hear what he had to say about the new Clam floating suits. Talking to Dan Stefanich from Clam Outdoors. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is Clam has been real innovative when it comes to these float suits. And the float suits are really important to me because I got onto those years ago. I mean, you know, it could save your life. And and not only that, you stay warm.
Yep. Yeah, we designed the float suit to that exact point. You know, we wanted to bring in the element of safety, especially for guys and gals that are, they like to fish early ice, late ice, you know, when it's thin. And you know the drill, there's no such thing as safe ice.
Right.
So you always got to be mindful that there's a chance you could break through the ice. So safety is very, very important. So our float suits that we designed a few years back were for that purpose.
Yeah.
The other thing is anglers also need to be flexible and mobile. They don't want to be stiff like, you know, like the conventional float suits when they first came out.
So I wear these suits in the fall when it's cold, in the boat. I mean, and I'm casting. I wouldn't be able to move.
So we've got our motion float technology is basically it's a segmented, baffled system designed the flotation material.
Right.
So what that means is that the suits are very flexible. It gives the angler mobility, flexibility that they need on ice, but it also has the benefit of flotation. Now we're here at the show, we've got a float tank that we're doing demonstrations periodically and showing people are walking up to see, and we've got a live, one of our pros is in there floating in this. You can push on them and you can see the buoyancy. Sometimes that's the difference you're going to need. If you go in, that's the difference between getting out alive and not getting out alive.
If you watch the Gillespie show, you watch him jump off the side of the
boat. And I was on the Gillespie show a couple of weeks ago.
In the water, up in Canada, in cold water.
And to your point, so these are ice suits. So they're safe, you know, they're float suits. They're flexible, but they're warm. They've got the breathability, they're waterproof, they've got all the benefits of our Ice Armor by Clam suits. So you're really getting the best of all worlds. And even open water fishing, when you're talking, we're up there musky fishing, the water was 40 degrees. You go in there, you're gonna, you know, you could get hypothermia and you could start cramping up. You need that flotation to help you, you know, get out of the water, get back in the boat.
Well, you know, the other thing too is that I just recently read an article by one of the well-known outdoor writers that actually went out and jumped in with the conventional cold weather gear on. He found out even with ice picks, he could not pull himself back out of the hole. When you got a float suit on, you float high enough that you're going to get out a lot easier.
Yep. A lot of guys, they'll say, you get up there, you actually kind of roll onto the ice out of the hole. You're floating on the water. You can, you know, instead of trying to use all your upper body strength to lift yourself and climb out. That's really a better tactic. But we've got our new float suits this year. The Rise men's float suit is brand new. We've got the Glacier women's float suits for lady anglers.
Well, that's a big deal too because it'll get me a lot more women. I've got a co-host on the radio show as a woman.
We want to get the gals got to be safe and they got to be comfortable as well. And then we've got the Ascent float suit from last year. We have a new colorway this year. So Yeah, different styles of our suits, and we're pretty excited about it. But at the end of the day, all the things we produce at Clam Outdoors are to the benefit of ice anglers. We want people to enjoy their time on ice. We want them to catch fish. We want them to be safe. We want them to be comfortable. Because if they are, they're gonna enjoy the outdoor lifestyle better. That's why we have a network of pros. You know. They bleed our brand because they believe in our mission. It's about growing the sport of ice angling. We want everybody to go out there and have a great time. That is what it's all about.
Dan, I want to thank you for coming on here.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah, you have a good winter, and hopefully we can run into each other and get out there at night.
Let's get out on the ice, bud.
Yep. Well, that's kind of interesting, and I mentioned in the interview with him, I watched him jump off the, if you were watching a Gillespie TV show, he watched him jump off the boat in 40-degree water up in Canada, and asked him if he's cold. He said, nope, not.
That's impressive.
Yeah, but it is. Well, let's talk about a couple other things here. We talked about the ice safety, and, another thing besides worrying about getting cold, whether you're out there on the lake getting hypothermia or falling in, hypothermia is the problem, but one of the other things you got to be cautious of is carbon monoxide. You're fishing out of shelters. Most of the shelters have vents in them and stuff, but the carbon monoxide buildup when you're burning a propane heater. A lot of them have, the buddy heaters have automatic shutoffs, but still, you got to worry about that thing.
You can never take these things for granted.
I've got a brand new hard shelter wheelhouse I'm putting together from a cargo trailer. And I got a Legend trailer putting it together. One of the first things that I'm going to mount on the wall in there is a carbon dioxide detector, because no matter what you do, windows open or not, and if you've ever gotten sick from carbon monoxide, I was a car mechanic and a motorcycle mechanic for years, and outboard mechanic, and I worked indoors and was an old hot rodder. I got sick from it a couple times, and it's not no fun when you get sick from carbon monoxide.
Ooh, I bet not.
it makes it kind of bad. Let's talk about a couple other things here. We talked about a little bit with Eric earlier in the show. We talked about trying to make fish bite. And one of the things that I found with crappies and bluegills, even bluegills, is that if you're not getting a bite and you try to go with the real subtle, the real finesse type tactic where you're not moving it, and one of the big deals is not moving it. You try to hold it as still as you can. If you're not getting anything that way, do a complete reversal. Go to things like the little tiny Castmaster spoons, or the little puppet minnows, that type of thing, and get real aggressive. And sometimes that's the answer to catch those fish.
I've heard that. It's never been my experience when I'm not getting a bite. It's always the more subtle presentation that's worked for me. But I hear a lot of people say, if one thing's not working, try the opposite.
You got to try it. I've had that times in my boat guiding last fall where these crappies weren't cooperating. I said to my customers, I'm going to make them bite. And I put on a little Castmaster and boom, 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 I'm catching some fish. So that's another thing you can do. And then we also talked about northern pike, more than once. Northern pike is a real fun fish to go after ice fishing. I mean, they're plentiful in most of the lakes up here now.
They sure are. It's one of probably my favorite fish to catch through the ice.
And tip-ups are basically the best way to catch them, although you can catch them jig fishing, too. I've caught them jig fishing for panfish.
I got one. He broke off the line right at the hole, but I got a pretty decent-sized northern right up to the hole last year, just jigging with a crappie minnow.
You'd be surprised how big a fish you could land on 2 and 3 pound test line if you set your drag right and you take it easy.
That's where the experience comes in.
Yeah, you bet. And northern pike are also a very good table fare. A lot of people don't want to take the time to clean them.
Yeah, but what's any different than taking the time to take the Y bones out versus cleaning 10 small crappie? At the end of the day, you're probably going to spend the same amount of time.
Well, and there's a multitude of ways of cleaning a northern pike.
Absolutely, and a lot of the lakes, especially in this area, they want you to fish those northern, and they want you to get them out of the lake. So there's certainly nothing wrong with bringing some home for dinner.
You bet. Well, there's a lot of things coming up. We got sports shows coming up. We're going to be talking about that in some of the upcoming shows. And like I said, I've got some cool interviews that we'll be playing. Right now, we're about out of time, so I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, you can go to our website at wnoradio.net, and from there you can link back to our YouTube page, to our podcast site at Podbean, and you can keep up on the radio shows. You can listen to them on your phone, your computer, wherever you want to listen to them. And they're there. So anyway, we're out of time for this week.
Thanks, folks. Have a good one.
And we'll see you again next week.
Listen with me. I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.